The following table, summarizing the primitive times, is not intended to be complete, it would be if the scope of these exhibitions, but be correct. Table of climate in times primitivo. Period subperiod began in approximately type of climate Holocene Quintinurio present post glacial epiglacial 2000 BC temperature decline in 500010000 great sub, boreal, cold, quaternary glacial stage last 20,000 steps of glaciers. In order to give intelligible content to the terms of the short table above, meets to review the climate of Northwest Europe, in flashback. In a quick glance back, moving from the Iron Age, the climate harsh, enter that in the Bronze Age, at least on the climate issue was a prime time. Then, throughout Europe, to the more northern latitudes, bears thick vegetation, green, consisting of oak, beech and hazel trees, in the midst of these forests in shades of green, clear, advanced civilizations flourished the Hallstatt, Osteria. Well, probably that Europe must step their cultural right to wonderfully temperate climate of that time. The next sequence shows the Neolithic period, helped by great weather, and the current in the paradise of the Bronze Age were but a pale reflection. Well, to understand the sudden progress of mobile primitive civilization of Europe, certainly not by pure chance, coincides with the climatological peak of preference. Forests are clear spread everywhere, there was plenty of wildlife, a plentiful and varied menu is available. To the contemporary man, as evidenced in the excavations of Montour Waste their kitchens. The geologists usually call this Superiado of Littorina, according to the guide fossil, the marine snail, Littorina coastlines, characterizing their sedimentosos in the Baltic Sea. One step behind the oak trees of green, gold, were preceded by pine, birch and alamos in tone more loaded, the climate was colder. And one more step back in time, we are in the phase of intense cold, sub-boreal, the epiglacial was in the period Yoldi, named according to the guide fossil, the Arctic Sea. Shell Yoldi burned. The birch disappeared. Graham's polar scrubby forest were the contemporary, the where, a short time ago, we extend thick woods of oak, penetrated by the rays of the sun warm, the edges of glaciers in retreat, the flourishing dryas, of silver, everywhere, ponds and wells of stagnant water. During the brief flowering of only 4 months, the flora is limited to forms dryad calls, meeting with a minimum of light. Instead of a vegetation visosa, green, find grace and underdevelopment, the tundra replaces forest clearings and flowery. There, along the horizon, the bright shine of the ice-cold, ruthless and advancing gradually from the cold land to the north and threatening the last remnants of extinct life. The more sequences of flashback are back in the geological past, especially the layer of ice it expands, prodigiously, and penetrates toward south, its mantle covered with white, sparkling, Scandinavia. The glaciation as a bridge to the European continent and in various stages of variable intensity, reaching the north of Germany, Ireland and England to the extreme southwestern tip of Wales, burying all those lands under a thick layer albeit rigid, a few hundred meters thick. Simultaneously, identical layers of ice are forming up and moving in North America. On both sides of the Atlantic, the picture is the same, sad and rude. Nothing but ice and ice, everywhere. One cannot speak more than any preference for the Northwest European climate, compared to the northeast of North America. Reached out and prevailed a phase in which the geological Northwest Europe have not had your current climate favor. Sido. Given that climate privilege has been recognized as a gift from the Gulf, Paleoclimatologico, this fact is of great interest to our research, because the absence of such a privilege might apply for an early indication of the absence of the Gulf, to make this would be questionable whether that, during the time in which there were no weather conditions, to the Gulf, in fact, coming up with a blockage exists anywhere in the Atlantic, which captured and therefore unable to continue in its towards the west coast of Europe. And now, which shows our movie, suddenly stopped. The meeting stopped at the time of the transition period to the Holocene Quaternary, glacial or Pleistoceno, in the climax between the 5th and 4th geological periods. As a by magic, we are in a strange world. The ground is covered with ice, sparkling ice, which expands at prodigious length under a loaded sky, cloudy, clouds of haze and fog, a sky without horizon. First was the time when Mer lived, there was no sand nor sea waves, I found earth, nor heaven is bending over her, an empty void. And nowhere in the grass growing. Veluspa. The geologists call the period of the fourth and last glacial stage, was the fourth and final advance of glaciers, and subsequent interim periods warmer, intermediaries. And during that long period, the Northwest Europe enjoyed no preference for any climate on the U.S. East. For now, this is just for the purpose of research that we propose open. It proved the existence of a link, yet to be defined in its details, from the climate of Northwest Europe during the Quaternary period and the course followed by the Gulf Stream. However, this book is not a manual of geology or paleoclimatology and not want to disclose exact terms of climate change in primitive times. Thus, leaves open the question whether, if so, should be responsible for order astronomical causes, such as fluctuations in the Earth's orbit, displacement of apsid, changes in obliquity of the ecliptic, or cosmic factors, such as the passage dark clouds of mist. So contentimoes how important result, indicating the existence of glaciers ambivalent to the right and left of the Atlantic during the Quaternary period. The two continents were under many layers of ice, with huge expansion sometimes reached the latitude of 50 degrees. For us, this is only somewhat important and interesting to find that latitude where the line should be drawn demarcatorial between the regions covered and free of glaciation. There, where those lines demarcatorials persisted longer, left its traces, as shown accumulations of rock debris, are called belts of terminal moraines of known location. In line more or less parallel, monitor the meridians, which both pass through the new, as the old world. Also the North Atlantic had such a demarcatorial line between the perimeter and the free water taken by floating ice, which corresponds to the boundaries drawn on continental land. The figure 12 shows the approximate route of the line demarcatoria. At the time of major expansion of glaciation, it was between 45 degrees and 50 degrees of latitude, however, to remember that for our subject matter not so much the exact definition of latitude, but the general layout of these lines demarcatorials the expansion of glaciers. It turns out that this track gives, so unmistakable, with the isotherms, corresponding to a normal temperature, free of influences exerted by the Gulf Stream. What these lines mean demarcatorias expansion of glaciations, following the route of isotherms, the layers of ice permanently, resistant to the passage of years, only conditions were to persist while the average annual temperature was below 0 degree and had a minimum of variations. There, where the land began to be free of ice, the temperature must have risen above 0 degree. Figure 12. The limits of glaciation in the Quaternary. The belts of moraines terminals, found in Canada and in Europe, serve as benchmarks for evaluating the progress achieved by effective limits of glaciers in south direction during the Quaternary period. The West and East Atlantic, these limits were approximately equal in latitude. As soon as there arises, so clear during the Quaternary, the climate in northwestern Europe was not privileged, compared to the northeastern United States. This is lawful for the regions whose topography allowed little bit bumpy slope in the transition of land covered in ice, for the vegetation cover. Also, there were the glaciers, down by steep falder, penetrating deep into the low areas, as happens in South American mountain ranges. It is not so easy to identify the edges of glaciation with the 0 degree isotherms. But also for our present case, it must be remembered that the edge of Quaternary glacier provides but a rough indication of the location of contemporary isotherms to 0 degree, because in those days also, time or other, the bodies of glaciation, covering the ground land, could have advanced much beyond the limit of 0 degree and could no longer reach it. However, roughly, we may say that the glaciers would have extended standing to where the average temperature was close enough from DC Angelazao. However, this hypothesis does not draw a line geographically well defined, but indicates a strip of land, wide variety, within which, there or there, was at the perimeter, also variable, affected by glaciations in advance, or respectively in retreat. In any case, it is not so much to rebuild, with accuracy, the location of that line demarcatoria, which by the way can never be done, but of its general layout and the isotherms to 0 degree, related, and this route may be determined accurately and out of doubt. For this, we have the valuable aid of the traces left by terminal moraines quaternary. The terminal moraines accumulated, as continued to accumulate, always on there. Dot. Extreme edge of the glacier, the exact limit between the land covered in ice and vegetation cover, the area between the up and below 0 degree. Already mentioned, elsewhere, the repeated climatic changes during the quaternary period, when the various stages of glaciation alter, ing up with periods of more moderate climate, the intermediate stages. All climate oscillation manifests itself in the corresponding displacement of the isotherms. By treating the quaternary isotherms, it indicates at least some time to which they relate. Such as climate and specific characteristic of the quaternary period has its purest expression in the temperature was epiglacial itself or quaternary in temperature, the isotherms of maximum glaciation, or more expressive of quaternary climate, are called isotherms quaternary. Its layout and especially the characteristic of isotherms to 0 degree, which has to be reconstituted on the belt of terminal moraines, located further south, is what matters to our subject, not its exact location. Therefore, it be only one general route and not a scientifically accurate restoration of quaternary isotherms. Incidentally, this track gives us a vision sufficiently accurate and comprehensive picture of climate diluvial. From the we can draw the same conclusions about the quaternary climate, which can be taken from the layout of the isotherms to 0 degree, the Holocene period, about the weather 5-10 aereo, modern. With this, the indices have jurisdiction to weather conditions, unknown, the quaternary period. In figure 12, showing the layout of the 0 degree isotherms, quaternary, the limits of the glacial area, confirming that, at that time, the track was much different from the current level of 0 isotherms, although there was no inward feature to the north, indicating the bag of gifts, brought by the Gulf Stream. By way of comparison, Fig 13 shows both isotherms of degree 0 and thus illustrates the radical difference between the two climate geological periods. With the clarity of such diagrams, confirms that, indeed, throughout the quaternary period, the Northwest Europe has not enjoyed the privilege of their current weather conditions and, like the contemporary North American, was covered by a huge layer compact ice. As frankly favorable climate of Northwest Europe is conditional to the Gulf, the absence of such bias during the quaternary period indicates that the most likely period in the Gulf has not yet passed off the coasts of Europe. Could hardly be mistaken about this, because in those days in Ireland was a land arctic, inhospitable, full of ice, while today, irrigated by the Gulf Stream, palm trees and other subtropical plants grow on the edge of the Irish Sea, even during the mild winter. This striking difference, dispute, between the weather and quaternary periods in the current, gives us almost certain that in those times, there has not yet started to the Gulf, thanks to which, in later times, Ireland was cognominated Island Green. Prudence tells obtain substantiate the premise. So let's examine and resolve, first, a problem intermediary to learn whether any of the other cause to explain this climate change so markedly, than that set by the absence and arrival, respectively, of the Gulf Coast in Northwest Europe. Figure 13. The isotherms 0 degrees of the 4th and 5th geological periods. The isotherm 0 Oquinton, adopted from figure 11 and shown on top, moving in its typical sinuosity. So also feature, the wind is absent with the quaternary isotherm 0O, adapted from figure 12. The land regions, dotted, including the Northwest Europe, are the recipients of the bag of gifts, brought by the Gulf Stream. Dali concludes unequivocally that throughout the quaternary in the Gulf was not the Northwest Europe. Without doubt, by itself, the absence of the Gulf not enough to explain the formation of huge glaciers in Canada and Scandinavia, and the strange change periodically, recorded in ice sheet. Of course, for that, other factors contributed, a cosmic and telluric. The figure 13 is not intended at all, solve all the problems of the ice age, but this does only part of the problem, relating to the following, regardless of all other factors, workers, the specific form and extent of glaciation in diluvial Northwest Europe would or would not be the sole consequence of the absence of the Gulf. If there were any additional factors, promoting the glaciations, were telluric or cosmic in nature, they should affect the temperature, at least in the northern hemisphere of the globe. For example, a general decline in temperature, possibly caused by the passage of a cosmic cloud of dark mist, absorbing and weakening the sun would have caused a parallel shift of all the isotherms in the northern hemisphere. Similarly, a partial decrease of temperature in the northern hemisphere, due to other causes cosmic, should affect the local temperature. Suppose that during the stages of glaciation, in the Gulf has passed the Northwest Europe, for example as there is today, it would be easy to reconstruct the quaternary climate for this hypothetical case. The figure 14 shows this framework weather, obtained by relocating to the south of dot isotherms Holocene. The 0 degrees isotherm show makes its curve to the north, which is to be only partial decrease of temperature and was moved at about 10 degrees of latitude further south, this track purely imaginary, to emphasize again that particular, the 0 degrees isotherm quaternary, necessarily should have set the line demarcatorian areas and location of glacial terminal moraines. According to this theory, in Canada, they should it would be located between 40 degrees and 45 degrees latitude, while in Northwest Europe, the glaciers have advanced by only 65 degrees latitude. The British Isles, Ireland and Norway, to the height of Trondheim and Nansi, would have been free of glaciations. However, in reality, the masses of ice have reached throughout England and in Europe fell almost to the regions that currently are in Berlin. Its location, indelibly marked by traces, perpetuated the terminal moraines, which attests to how ensophysmaval factors general glaciation, were telluric or cosmic alone would never have been sufficient to explain precisely this lack of bag of gifts that, if and in principle, benefits the temperatures of the Northeast Atlantic, where will the Gulf and, correspondingly, no longer spread their donations for which it is not. However, other plausible possibilities to explain this crucial feature, in different ways. Therefore, the absence of the Gulf is in the only possible cause of the effective area of glacial in Northwest Europe. Only that, throughout the quaternary period, in the Gulf, certainly not reached Europe, the Swedish glaciers, whose formation could happen with both the passage of the Gulf, had its prodigious expansion and reached across England and the whole Northwest Europe. The consequent absence in these regions, the current climate privileged in the quaternary period, could have its cause in the absence of the Gulf at the time in question. What is the paleontology think of this? In his capacity as current sea, the Gulf is caused by the monsoon, which in turn, result in immediate, result of engage, meant between the loose earth in rotation and its envelope of air. Without doubt, the earth also revolved during the quaternary. Logo, Nucleus tempos, certamente, as monsos supravam da mesma forma de como es tau soprando agora, como as do lest passando sober as latitudes meis baixas, e as do est sober as latitudes meis altas. Thus, the pattern of movement of water, as figure 9, is also valid for the quaternary period. In those times, the waters warm, tropical, were also taken to the west and in the upper portion of the whirlpool of sea currents, the current diverted to the east coast of North America, went to the east, or Europe. in the Gulf is as old as the Atlantic itself. Absent of any reason to suppose that, in the Quaternary period, there was a pit of water between Europe and America. In all likelihood, it was opened in the early Tertiary period, with the mutual expulsion of large tectonic plates, which would be the reasons for this. At the end of the Quaternary period, the position of tectonic plates, of course, was very similar to today. Their removals began, and largely completed in the previous geological period, or the Tertiary. The example of what happens today, also in the Quaternary period, extending from the Atlantic Arctic Sea to the Antarctic, with continental plates on both its sides. Like today, also in those ancient times the northern and southern monsoon took the waters warm, tropical, to the west, and the nose plate formed by Brazil, were directed to the North Atlantic. Figure 14. An argument paleoclimatico invalidated. It may be that the glaciation of northwest Europe were caused by general causes of telluric or cosmic order, rather than the absence of the Gulf. In that case the Quaternary isotherm 0O would in parallel with today's, e some 10 degrees of latitude further south then the limits of glaciation would have been located there where the picture shows. England, Ireland and Norway would have been saved from its ice sheet. The comparison with the actual layout of the limits of glaciation, figure 12, evidence that its location is due, and only, the absence of the Gulf. It follows that the Quaternary in the Gulf was not the Northwest Europe. Today, as formerly, the Brazilian northeastern coast forward these waters for Central America, where, since they were very, presumably early in the third, judging by the extensive layers of lava, the formation geotectonica was essentially complete. It would be assumed that the enormous pressure exerted by the tectonic plates would have forced the opening of the basins of entry between the mainland and the arc of the Antilles, so that the path of the Gulf Quaternary must match perfectly to the present. However, even in those days meant that there was the Gulf of Mexico today with depths of up to 3,000. And Quaternary east coast of Central America was located where today are the Antilles, it would be only a slight displacement of the parallel the Gulf to the east. Even under these conditions, the current is from Pernambuco, the main contingent of the water going to the north, instead of the southern arc of the Antilles, as happens today. In this case, the Gulf is the west. The shallow areas between the Antilles and the Bahamas replace the Gulf of Mexico and the bay. Just north of Florida, the flow was diverted. Also under these conditions, slightly modified, as figure 15, the warm water would have had sufficient time to heat up even more, increasing its salt content and become the band to blue sky, as such, enter the gray North Atlantic. Dot. Figure 15. Chain of the Antilles instead of the Gulf? Even if, at the end of the Quaternary, the basin still existed Caribbean Sea and the Gulf of Mexico, presumably formed by collapse in the lower tertiary, of a Gulf, more or less equivalent to the current, would have been originated in the Lesser Antilles arc outlined and Bahamas and was moving to the east, entering the Atlantic. The latest research and special conditions of the arc of the Antilles orogeny confirmed, however, that the formation of large basins for entry into the Caribbean Sea and the Gulf of Mexico back to the Pliocene, the last phase of the third geological period, Tertiary, with the exception of the general lowering of sea level in the Quaternary, resulting from retention of large bodies of water in polar areas, the oceanographic conditions prevailing in the regions of origin of the Gulf, were identical to those present. And even the lowering of sea level, the order of about 90 meters, failed to influence visible. Would be likely that in those days the Atlantic maritime fossa was less than the current width. With this, the path of the Gulf, a traverse, do it, would have been less extensive and therefore on their arrival there, across the Atlantic, its waters would be even more warm now. In assessing these two influences, are derived from the finding that, in extreme case, one should compensate the other. Also in the Quaternary period, there. Climatic effects produced by the Gulf Stream in the Northwest Europe were similar to those currently recorded in the Holocene, which meant in those times, had arrived by then. However, It has not arrived by then, as the show glaciations in Western Europe. Also, during the whole Quaternary period, there was a current southern, northern and one of the monsoon. As to this, no doubt, warm water, tropical, passed along the coasts of Brazil, the Central and North America, until the world dominated by the west winds. This is also an undeniable fact, no doubt. Therefore, in the Quaternary, in the Gulf, brought by winds west, entered the North Atlantic in the region of approximately 40 degrees north latitude, and from the through it in the east. Moreover, it is also true that in those times, the Gulf not reached Europe, on the other side of the Atlantic. This allows only one conclusion, namely at any point in the middle Atlantic Ocean, the Gulf was captured and diverted from its course. This common ground point, reached in an attempt to rebuild, just initially promising, has proved sufficiently robust as a basis for subsequent searches. Eco-Atlantic Ocean. Until now, the search for valid tracks produced very interesting results, even sensational. In the course of an entire geological period, a powerful river, larger than the total of all the rivers of the globe, entered the Atlantic, but it has not left. This river is not lost in the ocean, such as the Tarim River has been lost in the desert of Central Asia. In the absence of their arrival to the western coast of Europe, there is only one satisfactory explanation: the supposed existence of a barrier material, an effective blockade of sufficient length to capture it, or perhaps divert it from its course. Where you have located this block of the Gulf? Oceanographical, the map shows that this block no longer exists on the surface. This gives the radical change of climate in Northwest Europe, caused the disappearance of the block after the last stages of glaciation. It was then that, in fact, to the Gulf for the first time he came, with its warm waters, its winds, humid, hot, rain, inaugurating the melting and forcing, gradually, the retreat of glaciers to the island of Gotland in the Baltic Sea. For one reason or another, must have been at that time that the rupture occurred, removing the lock, then preventing the movement of warm water from rain and winds for Europe. Today, after diverting the east coast of North America, the Gulf Stream reaches the respectable width from 600 to 800 kilometers. Therefore, to capture it, the lock should have the length from 800 to 1000 kilometers in the cross direction into the sea. In its roadmap, general, the Gulf is directed towards the east, so the blockade should have been located in north-south direction. Furthermore, it should have been a large increase, rising from the bottom of the ocean, above sea level. For now, its width cannot be stated with certainty. Perhaps some of its dimensions are 1000 kilometers in length, about 400 km wide, and to reach the seabed, must have had more than 3 kilometers in depth, so your total should have been a million cubic kilometers. It is impossible to land mass of matter such proportions have been dissolved into dust or anything. She could not disappear without leaving traces. Anywhere should have left few identifiable remains to be found only in the bottom of the Atlantic basin, under the section covered by the Gulf Stream. Therefore, it consults oceanographers about the soil profile in the bed of the Atlantic, as they meet the necessary conditions to meet us so accurate and conclusive. The figure 16 gives a simplified view, in perspective, the ocean basin, emptied of its waters, part of the North Atlantic. All the Atlantic Ocean is a huge basin of 16,000 kilometers in length and about 5,500 kilometers of medium width, covers an area of 98 million square kilometer and contains 350 million km3 of water, weighing more than a third of trillion tons. Only one of these bodies of water, volume unimaginable, shares of the Gulf. Since the last 90 years, the values of depth of the Atlantic and the profile of your soil, these computed values, are the favorite subject of oceanographers. Great efforts have been and are being developed to avoid any solution of continuity in the availability of vast material resources necessary for such studies. The history of this sector of the research submarine is a chapter interesting. Its beginning dates back to 1860, from a Swedish expedition, whose equipment was much more primitive than today. Then Wyville Thompson and Carpenter continued in research and applied them throughout the British system, although in the course of the work Almost Sink Your Ship Lightning, the time now rather old and obsolete,